All right, so this is the sif that discusses which comes first, Kiddush or Netilas Yadayim. The Yekis, right? So there is the Machloikis over here between the Mechaber and the Ramon. Speaking of outside, we'll see it in the Mechaber learns that the Iker Din is that the Kiddush comes before Netilas Yadayim, and the Ramon learns, no, Netilas Yadayim comes before the Kiddush, except for what night of the year? Seder. See why? Say that we do it differently, even according to Ramah, he would hold. Okay, so that's what they're arguing about. The discussion here in Yud Beis. Okay, Acher Hakshikidesh Al Hakoyis Noitel Yadav Mvarich Al Natilas Yadayim. So after you have made Kiddush, then you wash your hands. Says the Mishnah Berurah Nun Ches Acher Shikidesh Velo Kodem, and but not beforehand. Kiddush Lo Yafsig VeHakiddush Bein Natilas Yadayim LaHamoitzi. There shouldn't be a hefsek. Ava bnei beiso she'enam mekadshim ba'atzman el yoytzim b'shmiyosam b'val habayis yuchel litol yedehim koydim. They could wash their hands beforehand, he says. Ve'im notol yodav koydim kiddush, right? But if you did wash your hands before the kiddush, says the mechaber, gali daite derifta chavivale. You've now revealed, you've shown everybody that you think bread is more important. That means you're megaladas that the bread was more chaviv to you. Therefore, velo yikadesh al hayayin el al hapas. You shouldn't make kiddush on the bread. On the wine. You should make kiddush on pas. Mishmar says nuntes the rifta, the bread. V'dav kahocha the ika gam kain chashash hefseik shemekadesh al hayayin achen netila. Right, could be if you're going to make wash Netilas Yadayim and then make the kiddush, it's a hefsek. Chom shikasav nebesif katan nun ches. Okay, we said over. Aval ba'alma heichad elo notel yadav. In general, you have not yet washed your hands. Mutal kadesh al hayayin after rifta chavivale. Even if you're still allowed to make kiddush, even if the rift of the bread is more chaviv to you, yoisimiyain. If you like bread more than that, nevertheless, you could still make kiddush on wine, even if you like bread more. I'm common sif simon reishain beis sif test behagok b'mash k'sav nisham. Okay, so it says it's chavivale that it's more chaviv, more precious to you. Hainu de lekach noita yodav. That's why you wash your hands. Shehu ra'ev m'mahilech opas. Right, you're hungry. You want to eat right away.
Maybe the reason why the svara is why they wash before kiddush is because you wash before the Suda, and Kiddush is something that's necessary for the Suda. So it becomes part of the Suda, and therefore, according to that opinion, I would think you should wash before Kiddush because it's.
Kiddush is a chelik of the Suda.
It's really kovei Suda. Like you don't wash for mezonos unless you have enough mezonos to be kovei Suda. So it's really the Suda that you're washing for.
Therefore, what? I'm not following.
So therefore, since Kiddush is part of the Suda, it's a necessary part of the Suda on Shabbos, that's why you would wash before Kiddush, according to that.
What about Kiddush Rabbah during the daytime? I'm not necessarily being Kovei Suda, I'm just having a Mizonos. I still have to make Kiddush beforehand. He doesn't have Din the Suda. I mean, there's a discussion.
But Kiddush Malkum Suda, you're only having a Kezias, you're not really having enough to be Kovei.
But we've spoken that out. That's a Chakira. Kiddush Malkum Suda, is that a din in Kiddush? Is that a din in the Suda? You know, is I have to make Kiddush, then you can't make Kiddush by yourself, so if you have to have it followed by a Suda? Or like you were saying the second way, no, that's really, it's a Suda. And Kiddush is a chelik of the Suda, but you can't,
that would be a spur why you would wash before Kiddush, because it's necessary part of the Suda on Shabbos.
I hear. Okay.
So it doesn't mean that you think that the bread is better because.
What if you did? Somebody on a thirsty. Okay, a glass of wine. You know, no big deal over here. I want to eat. Gali. That's what he says. Again, the last line. Gali daiti de rifta chavivale velo yikadish al hayayin el al hapas. Because I really want that. That's what I want. And I don't want the wine. That's the mechaber. Because he holds that's the ikar kiddush. Look at the Ramah now. The Ramah argues. Yesh oimrim de lechad chila. What's the best practice? Yesh lito yodav kodem kiddush. Best thing is to do is to wash your hands first, Netilas Yadayim, Kodem HaKiddush, L'Kadesh Al Hayayin, right? And then then you make Kiddush, so you wash, then you make the Kiddush straight afterwards, right? V'chein HaMinhag, Pashub B'medinos Eil, that's the Minhag in Germany, V'ein L'Shanos, Rak B'Leil Pesach, we only change on the Seder, K'mosh K'shiyis Bayer B'Simin Tuf Ayin.
In other words, it would be Orchat Kadesh,
Yeah, right. The song won't count. Right. Right. Very good. Okay, we'll have to make a new niggun. Okay, very good. Where are we up to in the Mishnah Berurah? Samach Aleph, right? Yeshon. This is now the Shita of the Ramah, who argues fundamentally because
you're not washing right away. I guess that's a svara why in pay. Forget the song.
Exactly. That's the reason. Correct. That's the real reason. Because it's a long time.
You're not eating it.
Correct. Yeah. Big hesek hadas. Be a tremendous amount of time. Hard to remain focused. Okay, Samach Aleph.
Yishom lechatchila. No, unless you do the orchats for the karpas before kiddush. But I guess. Because the first thing you do after you make kiddush, even by the seder, is you wash because for karpas.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, unless the hilda you would wash before kiddush. The karpas wash it, but I guess
no. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good morning. We're up to Samach Aleph. To svira lehu de ein hakiddush mikre hefsek. Right. That's the kiddush is not considered to be a hefsek between your washing and your hamotzi kevin shutzarech suuda. Right. And we said many times.
Okay. At least that part of my svara it works over here. At least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything that's tzarech suuda, you need. It's not considered a hefsek. You see, bring the salt, bring the knife, bring the challah, whatever it is. Lekach. Therefore, lekach yikadish al hayayin. That's not a hefsek. You'll make the kiddush, then you'll have the bread right afterwards. The kevan she'ena hefsek sevir lo l'ramah. The tov linhog kein lichatchilas. It's not a hefsek. This is the best practice. Pointed out Rabbi Willig said many times. He thinks the camps should adopt this policy. You know, you're getting 700 kids quiet. He thinks they should wash. Everyone should wash. Then go kiddush into a hamotzi. The mishum the kishein lo yain umekadesh al hapas bal korcha tzarech li to yad of kodem hakiddush. Let's say a case where you didn't have wine, so you're still gonna wash, and you're gonna make kiddush on both. Okay, val kain toiv linhol kain talmid ba'oifin echad. That's the way you should do it. Obviously, all the time. Limzoig es hakoyis bechamin acher hanatila kodem hamoitzi v'dai ein lasois kain lechuli alma. Kevin the tzorich l'dakdik yafil sheyimzoy kedarko shlo yechaser velo yosir havi hesach hadas. Okay, this is what to do it afterwards. It's not proper. And he says ve'ein l'shanos. This is the minute we shouldn't change in this. Ve'kam achronim kasu the tefei adif lechatchil lekadesh al hayayin kodem natilas yadayim. However, it seems like the majority of the achronim do not hold like this. Ramad, the best thing is to make kiddush first. Kedas mechaber, right? They hold like Rabbi Yosef Karo. Uvazeh yoytze medina lechol adeos. Yoytze coin to everybody. Vekam lekoimus nahagu kidivrehim. Many places they follow this. Mihu, im kvar natal yod of kodem kiddush. If you did wash your hands, therefore, before you said the kiddush, bazeh yesh lasos kiharamah, then you'll follow the ramah in this case. Va'af al pi kain, therefore, yikadish al hayayin, right? You wash your hands, you'll still make the kiddush on the yayin, because mikra hadin, it's not considered to be a hefsek.
I'm saying wash with the bracha.
Yeah, with the bracha. Okay, but the one exception we said was the Leil HaSeder. Even in that case, the Ramah Bimaskim, Menachem is trying to figure out what's exactly the svara of going here. So listen, he says it's poshut. Mishum she'az mafsikin harbe b'miras hagada ad hasuda. Right, there's a large break between your kiddush and the suda. So kasim derech chaim imet makadish al hapas lahoitzi gam hashoimim. So what do you do if people are going to be yotze? What should they do? They have to have a mind to be covered with your hamotzi as well. Right? So all they had in mind was a miyotzi kiddush, not a miyotzi in the hamotzi. Birkas hamotzi roitzim achukach levarich ba'atzman b'shas achila. Osin iser. I'm making my own hamotzi. I'm only miyotzi the kiddush. No good. The mehapchin seder hakiddush, because then you've just switched it. You just switched it already. Ein sham, okay, lefize, tzrichin gam kein, li zohir litol yedehem b'shove im habal habayis. Everybody should wash. Kshmekadish al hapas, when they're making the kiddush on the bread. De'i lav hachi, because if you don't do like this, eich yechav and letzeis b'birchas hamoitzi shalo. How could you be yoitzi with him if you're not washing with his, because you haven't washed yet? And if he's going to wash, you can do it. So it, you have inverted the order, and then it would not be good. Okay. All right, so Mr. Tomorrow we'll get to the big sugi about how much of the kiddush do you have to actually drink. That'll be discussed in Yud Gimel. Okay, Shkoyach.